Good morning, and welcome to Doctrines of Our Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Knowing what we believe is important, so in this series, Pastor Steve Dorman discusses the doctrines that are critical to true faith and explains why they are important. Good doctrine is important to help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Well, good morning to you. This morning, we want to think for a few more moments about this this angelic being created by God that we now call Satan, the devil, the tempter. The first being in creation to ever fall for a self-led temptation was Satan himself, a beautiful archangel in heaven that wanted to be like God in the place of God so much that he fell for the temptation of his own pride and rebelled against God, only to be cast down to earth and take on the task of tempting humans in ways like he himself was tempted by his own pride. And evidently, at some point, he also tempted what many believe to be about a third of the other angels in heaven to use their free will and rebel against God as well. Hence, their demonic little selves were cast out of heaven, and a pit was prepared by God for the eventual future hellish dwelling place for this devil and his angels. So here's the chain. Satan tempts himself and falls for it. Satan then tempts other angels to follow him and rebel with him, and they fall for it. Then Satan tempts Eve, and she fell for it. And then Satan and the now turned demonic angels went about tempting mankind on earth to follow their ways, and mankind is often still falling for it. A couple of things we see here. Evil leads to more evil. Being bad will eventually call out for others to be bad with you. Misery loves company. Sin seldom stays in solitude. It inevitably looks for other sinners to join in its sinister activities. And here on earth, people are the prime targets. In fact, I would say they were the only targets because we're the only other beings in creation intelligent enough to have a sense of morality and depraved enough that that same sense of morality can be easily swayed. God doesn't care if a rock or a tree or an earthworm is swayed one way or another, but he is vitally concerned if a human being is swayed one way or another, either turning towards God or turning away from God, truth, or holiness. And so heaven rejoices when one sinner repents, but it could also mourn over one sinner that refuses to repent. We can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And to be sure, there is a vengeful aspect in Satan's character as well. That says, tempt away, for in tempting humans, we may be able to hurt God, the authority that we hate the most. And so Satan wants to hurt God by hurting his cherished possession, his most loved creation, the pinnacle of his creation, his chosen people, who are also the most vulnerable aspect of God's affection, his church. So do you feel like a target today? You may be. And if so, rejoice. That may mean that you're a threat to Satan's purposes. It may mean that you could make a difference today by doing what you do for God today, and he's trying to stop you. And if nothing else, you can keep Satan busy so that he won't be able to hurt anybody else today because you're taking up all of his time resisting his multitude of temptations. So let's break the chain of satanic victories today. Let's say no to the devil's temptations and yes to faith in the God who loves us. God, we ask you to give us grace today. We ask you to give us insight into the devil's schemes to tempt us today and to give us strength to say no to temptation and yes to faith in you, the good God. We ask this, believing you will give it, in Jesus' name. Amen.